Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Claire, Charlie, and Harry here to talk about another season coming up of Boys Run Itwu Klatsin. Thank you all for coming in this morning and for another fun season of Boys Run coming up. So Claire, let's get an introduction of, for those who might not be familiar, what is Boys Run?
Yeah, Boys Run Itwu Klatsin. It's in its 10th year in Sitka, which is really exciting. It's a program focused on building healthy life skills rooted in Southeast Alaskan traditional tribal values and culture. Itwu Klatsin means strengthen your spirit and fling it. Our goals are to build healthy relationships with our friends and with ourselves, and we get to build teams with peers and positive adult role models who serve as coaches.
Awesome. So it's not just, it might sound like this is like pre-track and field training camp, but it's so much more than that. It's a mind-body learning program for boys. And this is for Keet Kujihin age kids, correct?
Yes. So kids who are third through fifth graders can sign up. You can sign up by getting a form from the front office at Keet Kujihin or online at boysrun.org.
Awesome. So for a typical season for Boys Run Itwu Klatsin, what sort of time commitment are we talking about for boys in third through fifth grade who might want to take an adventure and try Boys Run?
Yeah, so the season is 10 weeks long. It starts on February 19th, and we have practices twice a week. We have two teams, a Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Thursday option, and practices run from 2:40 to 4 p.m. And then at the end of our season, we have our really fun culminating 5K fun run, which is a really cool opportunity to celebrate the kids and how far they've worked all season as well.
Awesome. And you're not only looking for any boys who are interested in participating, but there's also room for coaches, for folks who want to help inspire these boys to be even better little people.
Yeah, we are looking for volunteer coaches. The time commitment will be twice a week. You know, practices go from 2:40 to 4. We ask coaches to come a little early and stay a little late. And we're looking for coaches of any gender, but we're especially looking for male coaches who are looking to help empower young boys. And coaches can also apply at boysrun.org. And we'll have a coach training in early February as well. No running experience is required. Yeah. You don't have to be super into running at all. We're just really looking for people who are interested in being positive role models.
Okay. So yeah, you don't have to be a former track star yourself. It's as long as you're interested in connecting with boys and yeah, being that positive role model.
Yeah, absolutely. No running experience required.
Okay. That makes it a little less scary because that could be a little intimidating of to be having to be a positive role model and a track star all in one. Is that can be a big ask, at least in my book. Well, it's an awesome program. Yeah, 10 years strong in Sitka. And Charlie, you've been in Boys Run before, so you are kind of our local expert here. You've actually participated in Boys Run. How many years have you been in Boys Run?
Probably one or two.
1 or 2 years. What has been your favorite part about Boys Run?
Running and snack.
Running and snacks. Have you done it with, were you doing Boys Run with your friends, people you already knew, or were you meeting new people?
Some new and some people that I already know.
Oh, that's fun. So you could, it wasn't too scary because you had people you know going into it, but you got to make new friends when you were there?
Yeah.
Awesome. What made you want to go back and do Boys Run again?
Because it was really fun last year, and I got in fourth or fifth place last year.
Fourth or fifth. Oh, so you're like, oh, if you got fourth or fifth place last year, that's kind of exciting to try to, are you going to try to get maybe second or third, maybe first place this year?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a goal? That's a really good goal. So do you think, what would you say to other kids who might want to join Boys Run, but maybe they're a little nervous? What would you say to them?
At least they can try your best and stay positive.
Do you think it's, were you a little nervous when you started Boys Run, or were you feeling pretty good?
Nervous.
Nervous. But when you got there, you figured out it wasn't that scary?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun. Awesome. Harry, so what did you see kind of any changes with Charlie when he was going through boys run, like the start of the season versus the end of the season?
Oh, yeah, a lot more energy. He was a lot more positive. I think he was, grew, he matured and boys on the run.
And yeah, in over just a 10-week period, that's pretty impressive to say you can notice that good, that big of a change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he talked about, like, how to treat people, how to treat himself, and, you know, those things that he learned while in Boys on the Run.
Now, was this something that that you encouraged him, or did he come home with the idea of, this is something I want to do?
Oh, he came home with the idea, and I'm just like, okay, well, how am I going to fit that in my schedule
right.
and all this? And says, okay, let's do it, and because I'll run him there, and then I run him to culture class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was worth making time in the schedule to make happen.
Yeah, he had a blast.
Awesome. Is there anything you would say to other guardians, to other guardians of kiddos, of is this something that to make time for in a schedule? Because definitely kids are getting really, really busy with all the different opportunities they mm-hmm. have to do. Do you think this is definitely something to make time for?
Yeah, I think if you want to see good changes in your kid, if they got attitude or anything like that, get them in Boys on the Run. They'll have a blast. They'll learn skills, you know, boundaries and things like that.
Yeah, and it's Claire, you might be able to add on this too. It seems like it's kind of almost gamifying learning. Of you're learning these important skills. They're able to talk about it with a role model and with their peers, like kind of trick them into learning because you're making it fun in some ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all of us learn really well through movement. So I think tying together these really important life lessons through different running games and also emphasizing, you know, the program is about growing at your own pace and setting your own goals. Mm. So we really try to emphasize that it's not super competitive against one another. So we get this really cool sense of a team as well. I think it's really fun and rewarding for the kids. I think that they can tell that they're moving more and learning new skills. And it's fun to see them build on what they've learned lesson to lesson.
Awesome. And yeah, and not only for lesson to lesson, but year to year, like, I mean, Charlie's going to come back this season and probably get, you know, third, second, or first place in that 5K run this year. Because I can see it. I can see it in your eyes, Charlie. You're ready to have a good season. You're ready to have a good time and learn and help a lot. Do you like helping other people? Do you think you talk to your other friends about what you learn when you're in Boys on the Run?
Not that much, but sometimes.
Sometimes you do? So you think about what you talked about in Boys Run. You talk about it with Harry at home, and you think you talk about it with other people sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So it's more than just when you're running around your friends. It's something you think about other times, too. That's pretty cool. So it's not just those 2 times a week. There's more times that you use what you're learning in Boys Run. I've got to ask, were you ever nervous for the 5K run? Because that would seem really scary to me, because that's a long way to run. Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah? How did it feel, though, at the end of that 5K?
Happy.
Happy? That is pretty darn impressive. I bet you were really proud of yourself. Were you pretty proud of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should be. That's pretty awesome. For all of you guys, that is a really awesome accomplishment to work on for all those weeks on Boys Run. And then to have everyone celebrating all that good work you guys have done. That'll be cool to have another 5K under your belt in just a few weeks this year. That'll be really exciting to do. Well, we're running out of time this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning and talking about another season of Boys Run, Itwu Klatsin. Claire, for those who are interested in registering either their boys for the program or interested in learning more about being a volunteer coach, again, where should they go to register or to learn more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Coaches can apply at boysrun.org, and participants can sign up at boysrun.org or by picking up a form at the Keet Gushahin front office. And then if anybody has questions about coaching or participating in the program, they can reach out to me at 747-3493 or at schools at safe, safv.org. We also have half and full scholarships available for participants, no questions asked. So we really don't want there to be any barriers to participating, and we'd love to have kiddos in the program.
Awesome. And the season officially starts, was it February 19th and 20th, depending on what
cohort you're in? Yes, yes. So registration is due for both coaches and participants on February 10th, and the season starts on February 19th and 20th with our 5K fun run on May 10th.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you all, Claire, Harry, and Charlie, for coming in this morning, and best of luck for this season of Boys Run. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.